This
is Lua.
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 A podcast that features the
stories, ideas,
and people that shape Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Vietnam today.
A professor has received news that he may be expelled from Vietnam. And he says he's doing everything he can to stay in his homeland. This is Lua. Hi everyone, it's June 19th. I'm Kathy Drew, and you're listening to episode 74 of Lua, where we bring you the ideas and stories that shape Vietnam today. A Vietnamese educator who has been prevented from teaching now finds the last part of his identity stripped from him, his Vietnamese citizenship. Professor Pham Minh Hoang learned out of the blue earlier this month that Vietnam's president had decided to take away his citizenship. The 62-year-old is a prominent blogger who writes about human rights, social justice, and corruption in Vietnam. He's a member of the pro-democracy party Viet Thanh. Lua is a project of Viet Thanh. Hoang, who holds dual French-Vietnamese citizenship, is now at risk of being exiled to France at any moment. On Friday, he went on the record from Saigon with Law's contributing reporter, Lily Nguyen.
Professor Pham Minh Hoang, for weeks now, you have been made aware that you may face deportation from your home country, Vietnam. I just wanted to thank you for taking a moment to speak with me on Lua about your very difficult situation so that others can understand your side of the story.
Yes, in early June, the French consulate official in Saigon invited me to come in. They did this because I'm a dual French-Vietnamese citizen. They told me the news that the Vietnamese government decided to revoke my Vietnamese citizenship, a decision signed by President Chuang Dai-quang. According to the French consulate, the decision was signed on May 17th. However, at the time he told me this, even he had not seen the official decision, and of course, neither did I. The news sent shockwaves throughout me, because I think the decision to revoke my Vietnamese citizenship will result in my deportation. It is the last thing I would have wanted. Because deportation from this country would mean that my family will be forced to split up. Allow me to explain. Since I have French citizenship, my daughter is also a French citizen. If I'm deported, she can go to France with me or at a later time. However, my wife, Lê Thị Kiều Oan, is a Vietnamese citizen. She has to stay back to take care of her older brother, who is a disabled South Vietnamese war veteran. He was wounded during the Tam Lê Trang battle in 1973. My brother's situation is critical. He's almost blind, almost deaf, and paralyzed on one side of his body, and needs constant home care assistance. In addition, my wife also has to stay back to take care of her elderly mother, who is 80 years old. These are all the challenges that sum up the difficult situation I face. Therefore, deportation will certainly lead to family separation.
When AFP reporter asked about Vietnam's decision at a press briefing, and the foreign ministry spokesperson, Ms. Lê Thị Thu Hằng, had a very interesting response. She said, Pham Minh Hoang has violated the law and national security. The removal of citizenship was conducted in accordance with the provisions of Vietnamese law. Why do they consider you a national security threat?
To be honest, law in Vietnam is very arbitrary. Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Lê Thị Thu Hằng made remarks as just one representative from one law-enforcing body. According to Vietnam's constitution, they charged me with violating national security. but they haven't actually convicted me of anything at all. And yet, she still just declared that I have violated national security. Secondly, what exactly is violating national security? What action is that? If you or any of the listeners followed my case in the past, I previously served 17 months imprisonment and 3 years house arrest. After that period of time, I'd say my activism fell under the category of light. I wrote blogs and articles. I continued to express my views on issues like democracy, corruption, environment, territorial sovereignty. This is something that anybody could do, and to be honest, everyone should do. It's our responsibility to express those views. Especially as a professor, even though I'm no longer able to teach, I still have these rights, as well as the right to express my perspectives on the state's education system. My actions have been peaceful, and I never use vulgar or inflammatory speech. So I've shared this information with my friends and family, as well as with current and former activists. And they all agree that the government is targeting Việt Tân, as I was previously convicted as a Việt Tân member. And after I was released, I still continue to write. So they just claim that all those actions are for Việt Tân. We can call this type of intimidation as attempts to deter and punish. That's their language. Anybody that has any association with Việt Tân, and of course, punishment of the organization itself. That's the way I see it.
Human Rights Watch also calls the decision to revoke your Vietnamese citizenship a completely unjustified abuse of human rights that marks a new low for Hanoi's treatment of political dissidents. Is this the Vietnamese Communist Party's way of simply trying to get rid of you?
Yes, that's also my feeling as well as others. In general, dissidents, even if they do not necessarily belong to a party or an organization, but when their actions are considered harmful to national security, and I'm using quotation marks here, because we can understand the accusation to be harmful to national security in any way we want. The government uses all types of measures to isolate or eliminate these dissidents. I haven't mentioned the measure of force yet. And when they have failed to isolate or eliminate them, then, like in my situation, they use the expulsion measure to make me go abroad, to minimize the harm to them, and that's what's happening right now.
Have there been other cases where activists have been expelled or subject to deportation, or are you an isolated case?
I had the opportunity to talk with AFP reporter in Hanoi. This is the first unique case happened.
So let's talk about the formal decision to revoke your citizenship, which was signed by the president of Vietnam, Trần Đại Quang. The decision was really just based on three things: Articles 88, Article 91 of the Constitution, and the Law on Vietnamese Nationality of 2008. As far as I know, those provisions really just deal with the duties and the powers of the president. So in other words, the president of Vietnam just used and abuse his executive power to revoke your citizenship?
Yes, exactly as you say. He referred to Articles 88 and 91 of the Constitution, which gives him authority to strip a person of his citizenship. However, he used the Citizenship Act as the reason for revoking my citizenship. But the Citizenship Act has dozens of articles. Which articles did he refer to? Did I violate a particular one or all of them? Secondly, and just as important, the lawyers told me that even if I violated national security, they cannot revoke my citizenship. Allow me to explain. The Citizenship Act of Vietnam stipulates there are two subjects that can be stripped of their citizenship. The first is a foreigner, like a French or an American, who applied for Vietnamese citizenship. The second is a Vietnamese who has Vietnamese citizenship but lives abroad. These two subjects, if they violate the law, including endangering national security, then the president has the authority to revoke their citizenship. Secondly, I live in the country. Obviously, I'm not one of the two subjects mentioned above, so I cannot be stripped of my citizenship, no matter what I do. The lawyers also explained that actually, it's the document signed by President Chuang Dai-quang that violates Vietnamese law.
Professor Huang, you're a dual French-Vietnamese citizen, but now, ever since receiving the news, you have now declared to renounce your French citizenship. In a time when so many people dream and just want to live in a free country, you made the decision to rather stay in Vietnam and face government retaliation. Please help us understand this decision.
My decision, I think, is very normal. Every Vietnamese has the wish to live on the land that he or she was born and raised. Like everyone, I also wish to live, to work, and even to die here. That's normal. My wish is very strong, and I think it will overcome all obstacles. When they notified me of the decision to revoke my citizenship, I thought of how I could give up my French citizenship first, so that they cannot take away my Vietnamese citizenship. My reasoning is a very simple one. Back to the question why there are people who want to leave Vietnam. I think they leave reluctantly, because they too, like everyone else, love their homeland. I know many people who want to go live abroad. I also know many people abroad who want to go back to our homeland, but circumstances do not allow them. All are very sad images of our country. My choice is also a painful one. With my choice, I want to share all the pain of my country, Vietnam, today.
You have stated that you will not leave your house to avoid any risk of forced expulsion. How has the news affected your day-to-day living?
Right now, as I'm talking to you, they are sitting in front of my house about 15 meters away. They follow all the moves I make. As soon as I step out of the house, they start to follow me. As you can imagine, it is very stressful to live under these circumstances. They follow me, but they haven't gone as far as stopping me. But if you and your listeners put yourself in my shoes, you would see just how stressful it is. Right now, if I just stepped outside to buy a bowl of crab noodle soup or a package of sticky rice, they will still follow me. Many people tell me to just pretend they're not there. But it's not easy to do that. In a regime like this in Vietnam, they use any measure they can to isolate you and terrorize your mind. This is the situation I'm forced to live with. I always try to adapt so I can continue to live here.
What are your options now?
After I found out that the Vietnamese government wanted to revoke my citizenship, I, along with my friends overseas and inside Vietnam, have spoken out against the decision. We especially tried to reach out to the French government and other governments that support freedom. I had a tiny bit of hope that the negotiations would produce positive results for me. However, as you know, they won't let us know how the negotiations went. Once they have succeeded or failed, they will let me know so I can make plans for my life. I'm living in a constant state of waiting. I've done everything I could, but no one can predict the results. In my case, I have to prepare for the worst thing that could happen, like getting deported.
I assume that you have already met with the officials in the French embassy since receiving the notice. What are they saying? What have they done to help your situation? What should you expect to hear from them in the days ahead?
The French embassy, through their diplomatic channels, are very careful with their words. Even though they consider me to be a reliable person, someone who fights for liberty, equality, and fraternity, the three values of the French Republic, to some extent, they respect me. However, in their capacities as embassy officials and diplomats, they can only protest up to a certain extent. Even when in conversation with me, they express their respect for my work. But they consider Vietnam's revoking of my citizenship an internal issue. France can't do anything, because Vietnam has sovereign rights. They don't have the ability to intervene in Vietnam's decision to deprive a citizen of their citizenship.
Professor Huang, when you first heard about this decision, you wrote a very heartfelt letter to your friends, Facebook community and supporters about your current situation. You wrote, November 1973, I remember the day like yesterday, moving to Paris to study. As the plane flew over Saigon's skies, I looked outside the window and said, I would return to rebuild my homeland in shambles from war. Professor Huang, you left Vietnam in 1973 and eventually came back to Vietnam in 2000. So during the past 17 years since you came home, have you been able to fulfill your dream to build your homeland, at least in some measure?
My dream has definitely not been fulfilled because our country is still facing many problems, from politics to environment, health, etc. I'm under no illusion to solve all of them. My country is in disarray, so I haven't achieved my dreams. For now, I'm proud and at peace with myself. During my 10 years teaching at Bắc Khoa University, I tried my best to be a professor, sharing with my students the knowledge that I gained abroad and during my own studies.
Hoặc là những kiến thức mà tôi đã thu lượm được trong thời gian mà tôi học hành. Tôi rất là hãnh diện bởi vì
I'm proud of the fact that compared to my colleagues during that time, I tried hard to teach with conscience. I put the students above everything else, and the students' rights above everything else. I put in 100% effort to impart my knowledge to my students. That is my greatest accomplishment. Even though my career went unfinished, I was arrested and wasn't allowed to teach, I'm still proud. I still fought. As the Vietnamese proverb goes, man cannot outplan the heavens. I did my best, and the heaven decides the rest. As a Catholic, I have to find mental strength in God at this time. I told my family and priests who visited me that God has arranged for me to come back to Vietnam, to be imprisoned, and now for me to leave again. Each time God closes a door that prevents me to do something, He also opens another door. With this belief, I continue to try to live to serve my community and country. And I hold onto this belief to continue to live and work for the days and months to come.
Và đó là cái niềm tin mà tôi giữ để tôi còn tiếp tục có thể sống được và làm việc cho những tháng ngày tới.
Thank you once again for spending time and speaking with us on Loa. Before we close this conversation, do you have any last comments?
The last thing I want to say is thank you to everyone around me who has supported me. More than that, some have made efforts to contact diplomats to help me out. Their efforts make me feel like I'm not alone in this battle. I won't feel lonely in the following days, and I wish everyone good health. And we will struggle shoulder to shoulder for democracy in our Vietnam.
Trong cái công việc chung là đấu tranh cho tự do, dân chủ cho đất nước Việt Nam chúng ta.
Thank you, Lily, for that on the record with Pham Minh Hoàng. Shortly after this interview, on Saturday, Professor Huang was summoned by the Immigration Department of the Ministry of Public Security for a working session. He refused to go. To stay updated with this case, make sure to follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to episode 74 of Loa. Listeners, have you checked out our new website? Head on over now to www.loa.fm. There, you can find our web exclusives, your favorite stories, and the stories you may have missed. This is Kathy Drill, signing out in Houston, Texas.